Hi, I'm Brian Lynch, the Executive Director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association. During the June 21st broadcast of the Alaska Fisheries Report, the CEO of the Pebble Partnership, John Shively, made some outlandishly hypocritical and misleading statements concerning the Alaska commercial fishing industry. As the Executive Director of a commercial fisheries advocacy group and former fisheries management biologist, I found Mr. Shively's comments particularly galling and ignorant of the facts. He was commenting on a letter to the EPA from five lower 48 senators warning of the dire effects on salmon fisheries if the EPA allows the Pebble mine to proceed. So what did he say that was so hypocritical? He claimed that the reason those West Coast senators could write a letter about the Alaska fishing industry is because so many salmon fishermen don't live here. They just take our resources and spend their money down there. Really? Seriously? Considering that Mr. Shively works for a company that is 100% foreign-owned, his concerns are more than a bit hollow and the epitome of the pot calling the kettle black. The Pebble Partnership likes to tout the mining industry's 68% resident employment rate versus the seafood industry's resident employment rate of only 23%. But that isn't an accurate comparison of resident employment between the two industries. The mining industry sector's 68% resident employment totals about 1,700 jobs, while the seafood industry's 23% equates to 17,000 resident jobs, or 10 times the number employed in the mining industry. The Pebble Partnership also likes to flaunt the 15,000 jobs the Pebble mine will create. However, according to their own projections, those will not all be Alaskan jobs. In fact, for the first 25 years of initial production, only 19% of those employed will be Alaskan residents. It's also his contention that commercial fishing is losing its importance to Alaska. According to Mr. Shively, the commercial fishing industry might be an answer to California, Washington, and Oregon, but not to people who live in southwest Alaska. Approximately 12,000 people, both residents and non-residents, are directly involved with the Bristol Bay salmon fisheries each year. In 2012, over half of the 2,800 Bristol Bay salmon gillnet permit holders were Alaskan residents, and over 350 of them were residents of western Alaska, and 29 of the permits fished were owned by Petersburg residents. Also, the number of Alaska resident crew members is likely 3 to 4 times the number of the permit holders. Statewide, Alaskan residents own 74% of the limited entry permits in all fisheries, and 100% of the subsistence users are Alaskan residents. As far as commercial fishing losing its importance to Alaska, let's take a look at that whopper. Over the past 10 years, the ex-vessel value of the Bristol Bay salmon fisheries averaged $118.4 million per year. Statewide, the commercial salmon fisheries ex-vessel value averaged $422 million per year, and the value keeps increasing. If the commercial salmon fisheries are losing importance to Alaska, please explain why the value keeps going up. The Pebble Partnership estimates that given current metals prices, the Pebble mine could have a lifespan of up to 80 years, and it would employ about 1,000 people for the first 25 years. Whereas the Bristol Bay commercial fisheries already employ roughly 12,000 people each year and has been ongoing for over 100 years and has generated billions of dollars for Alaskans over that time. And the subsistence fisheries have been ongoing for, what, thousands of years? So, barring a disastrous environmental event like increased ocean acidification or the Pebble mine, the Bristol Bay salmon fisheries could be sustainable in perpetuity or for at least a heck of a lot longer than 80 years. The risk of the Pebble mine is entirely one way. Bristol Bay salmon fisheries are of no economic or environmental risk to an existing mining project, but Pebble mine is a direct economic and environmental risk to the existing salmon fisheries. Salmon and other freshwater species would be vulnerable to mine-generated pollutants. A threat to the fish would amount to a threat to the region's commercial and subsistence fisheries and lifestyle. Mining has a poor environmental track record. According to the EPA, mining has contaminated portions of the headwaters of over 40% of the watersheds in the western continental U.S. A recent study on water quality at 25 large, modern, hard rock mines showed that 76% of them exceeded the discharge levels predicted in agency environmental impact statements. Pebble West would probably be mined as an open pit. The pit envisioned by Pebble Mines Corporation will be 2 miles wide and several thousand feet deep. Up to 10 billion tons of waste rock and chemicals would be stored in two artificial lakes behind massive earthen dams forever. Yes, I said forever. The largest of the dams would be 740 feet tall and 4.3 miles long. The fish and the fisheries in the watershed and the tens of thousands of people who depend on them for their economic and subsistence livelihood are just too important to put at risk for the short-term economic benefits of this mine. And if Mr. Shively and the Pebble Partnership are concerned about presenting the truth about the mine, they would do well to actually check the facts, including those presented in their own publications. Thank you.